Oklahoma has a shortage of drug treatment programs. People struggling with addiction who can't afford or access private treatment have limited options, and many turn to unlicensed recovery programs that put them to work for local employers. A new joint investigation by State Impact and the Frontier found problems at some of these programs, including reports of confiscated disability checks and federal scrutiny for labor practices. Joe Wirtz has the story.
Dustin Meisner started using drugs as a teenager growing up in rural Oklahoma. He was racking up drug-related criminal convictions by the time he reached his 30s.
I was hooked to meth.
The Army veteran tried outpatient treatment that the VA helped pay for, but it didn't work.
I had a bad addiction.
Then Meisner heard about First Step. The Oklahoma City nonprofit promised to help him get sober in exchange for joining a demolition crew at a construction site. He was eager to get to work and start rebuilding his life.
And I figured I'd give it a shot. I ain't never been in an in-treatment place, so...
At First Step, Meisner attended 12-step meetings, slept in a bunkhouse, and ate meals sourced from a local food bank. Program staffers drove him to and from work sites, but First Step kept almost all of the money he earned to pay for his room and board. Work-based recovery programs function like temp agencies for local employers. First Step typically charges employers $10 per hour, but it pays workers minimum wage. The program keeps 95% of the paychecks for overhead and other expenses. Director Connie Schlittler says First Step helps people who can't access traditional treatment programs.
It's never been a treatment center. It's always been more housing and employment program.
First Step doesn't have any medical or counseling staff. Participants take classes and attend 12-step meetings. The program also connects people with independent counselors and other services if they're eligible. But employment is the cornerstone of First Step and programs like it.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Joe.
And a steady job is a critical part of sobriety for people like Mary Birch.
I work at Dunkin' Donuts. I make sandwiches, and I'm the fastest sandwich maker in all of the Dunkin's right now. So, yeah.
Birch joined the program on the recommendation of a probation officer. She had just pleaded guilty to misdemeanor drug possession charges. When we talked, she was sober and a few days away from graduating.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Birch is in line for a manager's job at Dunkin' Donuts and is excited to live in her own apartment and reconnect with her family.
And with this behind me, it's putting me right where I need to be.
Many people in work-based recovery programs face jail or prison time if they can't prove they're trying to stay sober. And because these programs don't claim to offer treatment for addiction, they don't have to be licensed or inspected. There are no minimums for counseling or limits on outside work hours. In Oklahoma and other states, some of these recovery programs were found to be lucrative work camps for industry. Participants report unsanitary living conditions, unmet medical needs, and exploitative work environments. State Impact and the Frontier found First Step is the subject of an ongoing investigation by the U.S. Department of Labor over how much it deducts from participants' wages for expenses. First Step has changed some of its policies since the probe opened in 2017, and some employers who use workers from First Step settled claims and paid back wages and fines. Dustin Meisner, the veteran, says First Step was a fair deal until he was injured at a construction site.
I was up on a scaffold and it tipped over.
He was in a brace after the accident and unable to work. Meisner says First Step staffers took him to cash his temporary disability check, kept most of it, and then asked him to leave the program. Other clients told us similar stories. An on-the-job injury followed by First Step keeping or attempting to take a portion of disability benefits from workers' compensation insurance, a practice that could violate state law. Suzanne Graham, First Step's chief operating officer, says she's unaware the program was keeping anyone's disability money.
I'm trying to think if there was any instance like that, it'd be something we'd have to look in. I don't recall that, but I don't know.
After the interview, Meisner and another former client contacted us. They said First Step sent them refund checks. For State Impact, in partnership with The Frontier, I'm Joe Wirtz.
That story was co-reported by Brianna Bailey with The Frontier. State Impact and The Frontier learned about First Step from Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting as part of a network of local journalists working to investigate work-based rehab programs across the country.